It's tabletop time.
I'm Jazza.
You're next, mate.
I don't know. You have
your first time on, and you're ruined.
I'm Gareth.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Dave.
And it's Gareth's first time on. And we are so excited because Gareth is a huge Resident Evil fan, which is awesome because, like, even though it's your first time on Tabletop Time and first time playing Cogent Roleplay, you're bringing a lot of experience to the table.
Knowledge.
And we'll balance that out. You help us along with the Resident Evil. We'll help you along with Cogent.
I feel like Dave will say some things. I'll be like, I know what you're saying. I know where you're going
with
this.
There's stuff that they're literally going to rely on your knowledge to survive because I've made this session to be feel like it's in the game universe.
Oh, which universe? Which
Resident
game?
Resident Evil 1.
The OG?
OG.
My favorite.
So it's very much going to have like the Avatar one-shot that Rob ran was very much felt like it was in that sort of cartoon universe. This is intended to feel like it's in the Resident Evil universe, but also within the context that it was experienced, which is the game. So there will be little things in here that like are completely unrealistic because it's meant to be like the video game.
I'm so excited.
But this music is definitely there.
You're
it's
safe right
taking
now.
Me in there. I feel good right now. Awesome. I feel good.
So before we leap into the fun, we just have a few more very exciting things just to mention, starting off with... I'll leave you with Patreon, but I will mention that this video is sponsored by Blackmagic. Maybe you can help me out with this one, Gareth.
Oh, I like Blackmagic.
As my right-hand editing man, Gareth is... You've transitioned to Blackmagic with me last year.
It's your all-in-one editing platform from, you're cutting all your footage from doing a sound grade, color grade... Everything is DaVinci Resolve. You don't have to go outside. We used to use Adobe Premiere. You have to use like four different programs just to do anything on there. It's all in the one program with DaVinci Resolve.
From like, oh, that was good. The wink adds to the plug. Sorry, podcast listeners, you didn't see the wink.
You can hear it.
squelch.
Yeah.
A squelchy sound.
That's awesome. So thank you, Blackmagic, for bringing us back from the dead and making such awesome software and hardware for video creation and streaming.
Thank you.
But speaking of the podcast. Do you want to take the podcast, Jen?
Yeah, so we also have our podcast where you can listen to us. If you can't see us on YouTube, you can tune in. It's on pretty much everywhere where you can find good podcasts, Spotify, all that fun stuff. And you can hear good sound effects like winks and stuff. It's great. Listen on your drive home, some dice rolls.
Well, that all sounds good, stuff. Good.
So is this podcast out now?
It is.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. I'm going to go check it out straight after this.
Well, there's a link in the description to help you out with that, buddy.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No worries. All right. Now, Dave's covering Patreon because you actually did some really cool stuff.
I'm a man of the people. Because I live in Discord. No, so please consider supporting us on Patreon if you love the mini content. There is now a Patreon. We've made it specifically for the mini content and one specifically for the RP content. So this is definitely the RP side of things. This was originally actually second place in the voted one-shot. Patrons voted a one-shot. But Gareth wanted to play so much and I wanted to run Resident Evil so much that we went with this one. But even so, there is a patron character in this one-shot, a patron NPC. And I have to say that this experience going back and forth was really good. This patron was fantastic and had, like, really solid ideas, was happy to work with me, and we worked together to, like, both fit, but also is, like, I honestly wish that they were going to be able to be, like, a full player at the table because the character is really good. But there's also the fact that I actually streamed some of the map making on Discord.
Yeah.
And people in the Patreon, in the Discord got to contribute little bits. Like I'd be like, we need to put an item in this room. What should we do? And then they'd be like, oh, put that in there.
It really is like the Patreon. The best thing about the Patreon thing is it really is a collaboration with us and the people who most love our content. And they really are a part of it, both voting on what we play and making parts of it, with us in the Discord and in your streams and in votes and the raffles for the NPCs, all that stuff. So it's a huge support to the channel. The reason we're able to up the content quality and do more is because of the direct support from you guys. It means so much to us. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But without any further ado,
Let's enter the world of survival horror.
I'm going to let you do the...
Wait, survival horror?
Yes. No, this isn't...
It's Resident Evil. Yeah, No, that makes sense.
It's bad. Evil. Resident Evil.
Gosh darn it.
I'm going to have to do something really nice because I'm starting to like really groove into the like, Dave always narrates horrible things. I'll have to do something like the Powerpuff Harry Girls Potter. Or something.
Yeah, I think we
something
have
really candy fun.
Yeah.
So, do you want to do the opening line?
As in the Resident Evil?
Yeah, you can...
Okay, so we are now entering the world of survival horror in Resident Evil.
Oh,
very cool.
Nice.
Or maybe I'll just do another one. Resident Evil. Yeah, that was okay. That'll do. And go
then,
with the first one.
And then the name of this is it's not...
What was that?
It's not Resident Evil 1. It's Resident Evil Motel.
Oh, Motel.
So it's a little side story that I've built to be sort of... fit in the world. Like, if you chose to believe this is part of the franchise, it wouldn't impact on anything. It would just fit neatly. And yeah, that's great. Where we're at.
Now, do we intro characters first or do you intro a bit of the setting first?
Well, for those who don't know the Resident Evil setting, it's basically the real regular world in where we're setting it at the start. It goes crazy over time, but we're starting at 1998 where in Midwest America, there's a city called Raccoon City, and that's where it all kind of kicks off. And where our setting is starting is the night, the very night that it all kicks off.
So is this happening the same night as the first game?
Well, given that I'm pretty sure Raccoon City got nuked like 2 days later.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, so it's the same. It's the night. And there'll be some stuff that ties it in. You'll see.
Ooh, very interesting.
Characters first? Or?
Characters. That's the setting. The setting's really basic. There's no... Even though anyone who knows anything about Resident Evil, yes, there are going to be zombies, but the players don't know that. Zombies are not a concept in the world yet because we're on the night of it. It's just... so where we're playing is in Raccoon City, there's been a spate of murders where the victims were apparently eaten. But it's considered to be some strange murders. And it's even at the point of like nothing, there's no suspects and nothing's been like confirmed at this stage. It's just happening.
My name's Hank. I'm a cop and I was transferred from the more rural towns to the inner cities just cause, let's just say I'm competent. I get the job done and I don't mess around. But, being a few weeks away from retirement, they tried to get me to step down after I faced an injury in a recent confrontation. Recently wounded, but I will not abandon my duty. I will see it through to the bitter end, whatever that may mean. So, I'm answering the call to investigate a recent string of murders, but I've been paired with someone I normally would not find myself paired with, which we'll get to later. Let me just tell you a little bit about myself. I am feeble, so I have, because I've recently been injured, and I'm old. I'm going to say I'm pushing 70, but I'm not there yet. I am also not very intelligent, because I have two disabling characteristics. I'm feeble and dim-witted, so I'm a bit slow on the uptake, but quick on the trigger, as in a good cop.
Great.
So I'm a good gunslinger. I have a bit of an out of town look. I wear a cowboy hat and I have a meaty mustache,
big thick,
and aviator glasses. I like to always wear a jacket, but
does he wear the glasses at night?
Always.
Never take the glasses off.
I never take these off.
Beautiful.
It's all about having a blank surface, unreadable.
He'd probably approve of that certain Stars Captain style who never takes his sunglasses off.
Whisker.
And I used to be addicted to chewing tobacco. I've kicked it. I have some habits as a result and obviously compulsions that I want to follow through on, but I don't. So I find a slip my lip a little bit when I get distracted and always have a toothpick or a straw or a piece of grass or something in my mouth to just kick those urges away. I'm in control of my urges. Like any God-fearing man, which is the other thing about me. I'm a good religious boy. All right, that's Hank.
All right, Hank. My turn?
Mm.
Okay, so I don't know if I need to put on an act. Do I sound American?
Whatever you want.
It's your choice. You just do what you're comfortable with.
No, right, I'm just going to talk by myself because I've kind of got an accent anyways.
Yeah.
So my character's name is Noah, and he is a haunted boy. Not haunted in the sense of ghosts, but he's haunted because there was an accident in the past. Now, he was a hunter. He was used to go hunting with his family. Now, in the past, he has accidentally, whilst hunting, shot and killed someone. So that definitely plays on him. So now he has essentially gun phobia. So he can use guns, but he's very, he's not, he doesn't want to use them. He hasn't used them since then. So
in the past, how old is he?
He's 27 now. Okay,
cool. So he's adult.
And the reason that he is out at the motel is he's looking for his older sister. Now, his older sister is someone who used to look after him in high school when he was bullied. And so he feels like he's got something to prove to her and protect her the best way that he can. So that's why he is out there. And that's essentially it, really.
Cool.
Great.
Basically.
Reverse Claire Redfield.
Reverse Claire Redfield. I definitely didn't use her as a basis at all.
So my name is Isabella Stiles. I am from another city where I dabbled in some not so savory things. I've come to Raccoon City to lay low for a bit. I am a psychic medium, so I can listen to spirits and I can read people's thoughts.
You like to pretend medium. You can.
Yeah. And so I'm working with the police department at the moment. I'm about 35 years old, but a lady never really reveals her age. I have half black, half white hair. I'm very stylish, very high-class lady, always in nice business clothing, a bit abrasive to talk to, and I don't usually do the dirty work. I let other people do it for me.
Cool. What's the outfit? I'm picturing a little Legally Blonde vibe, like a little bit like...
Yeah, like little black dress,
yeah.
Like heels, maybe a little bit of like a coat or something. Yeah, like really high style. Like
heels in the Resident Evil universe could cause some trouble. Yeah, but
she doesn't
or
know.
You could use them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no one knows. That's the thing with building the character is the good characters don't, like especially with stuff like this. What the, zombies aren't real. Like she's not thinking about that.
I always
that.
Dress for the occasion.
I just will finally add to that just before we leap into it. This is Gareth's first time playing Cogent Roleplay, but it's a super simple system. So we haven't even run through the basic mechanics of the game. We went through character creation with him. We will run through the basic mechanics as we play, as we need to do things. But all you need to do is think, what would my character do? And we'll help you through that, and you'll get the hang of it very quickly. Those of you watching, many people ask what system we use. It's Cogent Roleplay, and you can find it at cogentroleplay.com, and it's free. So go check that out, and you'll see it at play in this video with a first-timer.
I appreciate everyone's patience
Not at all. Not at all. It's so much fun introducing someone.
I wanted to look something up, and you're
zombies.
Like, don't watch the coach intro video, which,
go in blind.
Which I'm sure is very handy if you go watch that.
It's good for anyone else that is watching as well, and it's their first time too. Get to feel relatable.
The reason I said don't watch that is because I think it's cooler for people watching this who want to give it a go, but feel like they have to know something about it to be like, you know what? No. Like, here is someone playing with us, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and he's never played.
I know nothing.
Yeah.
I know nothing. I'm like Jon Snow. Man, Game of Thrones didn't end very well. Now I'm sad.
We're beginning the session. I'll say that Isabella has been assigned or hired by the Raccoon City Police Department as kind of like a publicity stunt because of these murders are causing a bit of, I guess, turmoil. There's a lot of news media on it, and there's some like wealthy family who believes in psychic mediums have kind of pressured them into exploring all avenues. And while they don't really believe that she's actually going to be useful, it's definitely a publicity stunt. And she has been assigned to Hank's patrol car.
God damn.
He's not happy.
So at the time that we begin our session, night has fallen. Noah is actually driving from the east towards, like on a northern highway, towards the motel.
Mm-hmm.
And coming from the south is a patrol car with Hank and Isabella in it. Hank has been responded to a police call for, there was a couple who sounded somewhat panicked on the phone who described that someone had been murdered and there was someone looming over them that seemed to be eating them.
Ooh. Vicious.
These truly are the end times. Shit I've seen.
So, your patrol car heads north through the rain. The rain is soft at this stage. It's sort of a dark ambience. The windscreen wipers are flicking. What is Isabella in the car doing?
I'm going to be smoking a cigarette. Sorry, I forgot to mention before, I have a disabling characteristic. I'm addicted to smoking.
Which is bad for Hank, who is
the smell of that tobacco.
So one other thing I'll add as a quick one, I went into this in the Patreon preview a little bit more, because I'm gamifying this session, all the combat roles, with the exception of potentially the final encounter, if they get there, will be done with an abbreviated combat system where it's just a single roll and any failures are taken as injuries.
Yeah, we should run through a few of those things. You've got health in that.
Yep, and basically we've got a little health tracker because unlike usual games of Cogent, there will be ways to immediately restore your health. But it basically is just tracking a minor injury. You tick off one dot. As the injury levels in Cogent go up, it's just more dots. Like a fatal injury is death, and that's 5, right? So if their bar ever fills up, they're dead. And they still take the negative penalties to their dice pool equal to the number of boxes checked off. It's just a really simplified way of doing it because it will be adding and removing way more than you would in a regular role-playing game. And the final thing is every player has 6 inventory slots and they've all been given a starting item that they chose in their character creator. Do you want to all quickly tell me what you've got?
357 revolver in one inventory slot and 12 bullets in a second.
And that gun is loaded with 6 rounds, so you have a total of 18 bullets.
Cool.
My starting object is a hunting knife because Noah, he's a hunter in the past, but he doesn't use guns anymore. He's deathly afraid of them.
And I have a lighter.
I've changed my mind.
Oh, okay.
So you have a lighter, and then in another inventory slot, you have a theoretically infinite supply of cigarettes.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
And that is important because your addiction to your cigarettes means that your downside is you have the slot taken up. The lighter might be useful, the cigarettes won't be. Almost certainly won't
be. That's hilarious.
But that takes up a slot because you're not going to throw away your carton of cigarettes.
I originally thought I had to have 2, so that's fine.
Yeah, so your carton of cigarettes.
That's freaking brilliant.
And there's one more thing which I didn't mention in the patron thing. So there is going to be an extra mechanic. Now, it's easy because only one of you has a gun at this stage, but more of you may get guns. There's no destiny points. None of you have destiny. But you do have a new mechanic, which is very similar to destiny. What you can do is you can burn ammunition. So effectively, if you fail a roll, you can spend, depending on the gun, so your revolver, it's going to be 2 rounds. You can spend 2 rounds to add a win. So basically, if you get let's say you have to get 3 to win, and you get 2 and you're going to take an injury,
burn
2 rounds. The zombies are slow, right? They're like shamblers. Yeah. So you can just spend the extra, shoot
you
more.
You trip up, but you panic shoot and you
shoot more, gain get him dead. Back. But then you're running out of ammo because we're trying to cover the survival.
How does that work
horror.
With a knife and with Isabel?
The knife is a one-use item, and Isabel doesn't have a gun.
So if I get jumped, I can use it.
No matter the
stuck,
damage. So if you have a defensive item, there are a few that you can find in the thing. Doesn't matter what damage you take. If you fail the roll, you immediately discard the item and you break from that combat round. But the zombie isn't dead because it just has a knife in its head. So it basically is a one-use, like 5 armor, effectively. Because one use can ignore any amount of damage.
I love it.
Cool.
That's cool.
And you
can
find more knives
cool
and stuff.
Cool little homebrew. This sounds like a really easy thing to just sort of pick up on the things you mentioned and for people to just play the gamified version of Cogent.
That's what I wanted Resident to do Evil. Is just if we have these 3 little tweaks, you guys can play a Resident Evil game at home with Cogent.
Love it.
And in the future, I would love to be able to do like little pamphlets and PDFs.
Well,
and
we can give the maps and stuff to Patreons if you want as something to share to.
Maybe.
We'll think about it. We'll see. Let us know.
Because if I do that, I kind of want to add like a page of like writing the rules down.
Yeah.
But that takes time.
Yeah. Okay. Which is reimbursed over time through Patreon.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. So as we grow, there's a lot more stuff that
we can do more of
do.
This stuff, the more we can put back into to the channel.
So.
All right.
The car
arriving. Yep.
Rolls onwards. And as you head up, your police radio scans. Says, all units, be on the lookout for members in the Arklay Mountains. Be on the lookout for members of STARS Alpha Team. We have had confirmed reports from STARS Bravo Team that the helicopter has been found crashed. Alert all units, be on the lookout for any police personnel in the Arklay Mountains. There has been a serious air incident.
So I'm not Resident Evil fluent, but I am a cop in this world. Mm-hmm. So the STARS thing and all
that. So STARS are basically the Special Tactics and Rescue Service or squad. We're not sure.
I thought it was squad for some reason.
I think it's service because there's 2 squads. So they basically have been sent on a similar investigation tonight.
Yeah.
And
I'm not associated with them, but I understand.
They're like the SWAT. They're the big guys. Yeah. They're important people. And apparently that report is indicating that they sent Star's Alpha team went missing and Star's Bravo team has been sent out to find them. And they've just reported they've found their helicopter crashed. Cool. So it's an air incident and be on the lookout. Which puts a pretty good time frame on the setting.
Yes.
The car rolls onwards and you approach what you know to be your site, which is the Arclave Use Motor Inn. It's an oddity, this one. You know a little bit about it due to your local knowledge. It's kind of built as a motor inn outside of town with beautiful views. It's definitely a traditional roadhouse, but with some tweaks. And it has a conference center inbuilt, like in the premises, but it's walled with a 3 meter high concrete wall the whole way around and a gate at the front.
Okay. This could be bad.
It's known to be the site of a lot of like high level business. Like when people come and visit, they do conferences there, but it's considered security. Like sometimes government, like senators and stuff would stay there and their crew would stay there. So it's got like a security vibe to it a little bit. But you know, that's where the murder was reported, but it is also a motel. It's open to regular customers. It just has the extra security features that are very unusual. But as you approach approximately 200 meters south, you see the flashing orange lights of a car that is very impacted into a tree. You see one door open. There's smoke coming out of the hood. There's a car that's smashed into a tree here.
God damn. This isn't what we were called to investigate either, or was it?
No.
Put that thing out. You look unprofessional.
Fine. Just flick it.
I'll walk up to the crash.
All right, so you pull over and hop out.
I radio, turn 4, 28, 13B. We got a crash incident check for any matching reports.
You hear the bing, 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 bing of like car door open things, and you're approaching. There's smoke coming out. You can see a slumped figure in the driver's seat.
I'm gonna walk forward and have a look. Well,
cool. It's raining. Make perception checks.
Yeah.
Challenge level of this is 3.
Go for it.
4 successes. So 4, 5, and 6 is a success.
Okay.
And the number of dice you get obviously determines your odds.
Great success.
2.
So the police officer doesn't investigate.
No.
You have -1 to these, don't you?
Yeah. Actually,
you have -2.
Do I?
Because it's strength and intelligence. Okay. So, oh my god!
Yeah, I'm not very perceptive.
Okay, so
I'm trying to help this person. I'm like,
yeah.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Try and hold up a hand.
So Hank gets involved with the person in the seat, but Isabella goes around to the other side of the car, and you quickly spot on the passenger seat that there is a 9mm pistol laying on the seat with his hand just nearby it.
Does he look quite dead?
He looks pretty bad. Oh, you got a better. He's covered in lacerations, and he is pale, but it looks like this happened very recently.
I don't think there are any spirits here for you to investigate, so why don't you take some photos and bag up some evidence?
Well, I see you seem to notice the gun that's sitting next to him.
You did not.
Pardon?
You did not notice the
No,
gun.
I don't.
Yeah, but she just pointed it out. So she's like,
oh, well, take a photo, bag it up.
I ain't taking no photos. That is not my job.
You are under my jurisdiction, and you will act as an officer if you're being placed with one. You're on duty. Do your job.
Fine, whatever. Just stop yelling at me.
Oh, my God.
You don't have a camera.
Oh, goddamn.
You didn't bring the camera?
Yeah, thank you.
What, do I look like a photographer?
Well, you sure don't look like a police officer. Take some goddamn notes.
I love the idea that there's on her desk, and there's like a bag of police equipment and then a carton of cigarettes, and she's just like, yep, my purse only fits one.
I
feel like I'm in the middle of an argument.
I just really like
camera-wise.
100%. 100%. Yeah, you're like right in the middle. We're just like
fighting.
We're totally going to be fighting the whole time.
Maybe you should check his wallet.
You don't tell me what to do.
I say as I begrudgingly grab his wallet out.
So you lean in close, and his wallet, you see the bulge of his wallet is on, it's an American car, so he'd be on the left side of the vehicle. You see the bulge is on his right pocket, and as you lean in, there's a rapid flurry of movement as his head just slumps towards you. And the dead weight of a man falls onto your shoulder and an ooze of blood dribbles down your uniform.
I scream.
Cool. You scream?
Yep.
God, you really got yourself into the wrong profession, didn't you?
I check for a pulse.
He's dead. You know he's dead.
All right, call over the radio.
Yep.
Victim identified as deceased as of
thingo
time, cool. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, check the wallet.
The victim is named one.
You notice as you're on the radio that this... Like, as you're talking, like, a lot of static interference starts to happen. The Arklay Mountains have terrible radio reception, and while your car radio has probably got a better signal booster, your personal radio is, like, the further away from your car you're getting, it's getting choppy.
So there's no 4G or 5G?
In 1998.
There's nothing like that? Okay, that's disappointing.
Goddamn reception issues.
And the radio reception in Resident Evil is traditionally terrible.
Am I a Raccoon City cop, by the way?
Okay. You would be a RAPD.
Cool. Wrapped. I'm wrapped.
Cool. You call it in, you find his wallet, you find some basic identifying information that doesn't really tell you much.
Look, this isn't what we're here to investigate.
He's an out-of-towner.
So let's just, you know, we've made the calls, you've written the notes, let's go do what we're meant to do.
Now, do you get back in your police vehicle?
Yeah, head
to... And you drive the 200 metres up the road, and just ahead of you, a car pulls into the motel. What kind of car are you driving?
Oh, just your standard four-door sedan.
Cool. Make a perception check as you drive in. Challenge level 3. So this is your first roll.
So I roll.
A number of dice equal to what you've got next to perception.
Okay.
And you want 3 or more successes.
Ooh, I've got...
7 dice.
I've got 7 dice for perception.
Did you take the gun, by the way?
No.
So the gun's sitting in the passenger seat of the car.
I don't think you would have let me.
Well, bagging evidence.
She refused to do it.
Well, then if she refused
you
to
do it,
job.
So you've taken the 9mm?
I've bagged it. It's evidence. Okay.
Well, put it in your inventory slot.
Yep.
<I'll> One more take it.
Bagged 9mm.
Yep.
So 1 to 3.
Has it got ammunition?
Yeah, can you put 3 on it? It has 3 bullets.
So 1 to 3 is bad. 4 to 6 is good.
Correct.
All right.
Take a roll. What's the challenge level?
Challenge level is 3.
Yep. Go for it. So you want 3 dice to be a success, or you 5. Pass.
Oh, you I've got plenty. Pull into the motel, and as you... pull in, you immediately notice that something is wrong. In fact, terribly wrong.
It's very quiet.
You pull around the corner and you actually see someone looks to be deceased. Like, you pull around the corner, there is a body slumped up next to a payphone with a spray of blood against the wall around them.
Okay.
And right after you pull up, a cop car pulls up next to you.
Okay.
Doors open, people get out of cars.
Do we notice the body?
Yeah, you notice the body.
Okay. So do I have does Noah have time to check at least what's going on before the cop car comes?
They're pulling in. You probably, if you wanted to rush, you could like jump out of the car and run out.
I like, as I see this, I'm rolling up. I turn the siren on for like that split second, that woo, like that sort of a attention, everyone back off. This is now a scene thing.
I have to make a destiny roll.
18. That was good for us.
That means that the siren didn't alert things.
Cool. So, Gareth, just so you know, a destiny roll is a d20 roll that a narrator can make or agree that a person makes. High is good.
High
20
is,
is great.
Okay.
One terrible.
Is not good at all.
Not good for
worst thing that could possibly happen will happen when that dice is rolled and it's a one.
Not good.
Yeah. So when a narrator goes, oh, you want to make a destiny roll, and he gets an 18, you're like, oh, good.
You hop out of the car.
Okay, so I get out of the car, and my initial instinct is to want to check the body to see if the person's okay, but the police have arrived, so I'm going to go over and speak to the police, because I don't know if I've mentioned this, but my sister is actually an investigative journalist who was up in the mountains and looking into these murders, and she's disappeared, so essentially...
Her last location
was the motel when I last spoke to her.
I know you've got this on thing, but it's not worth trying out. I just want you to briefly understand you've driven in there and turned right and parked here. That's the office to the entrance. People will see this soon. We've got maps, but for now you don't have the map, so I just wanted to give you a visual. Mm-hmm. There's two motel buildings. There's one on the right, one on the left as you've come in. They're close to symmetrical. There's sort of a courtyardy, like a car parky area, and then directly ahead of you is a conference center with a sort of glass big open door. The whole area
is.
Can I see
that map? Because I couldn't see it because of the glare. So where we've just driven in from the right hand side. You've just driven
in from there. I'm pulled in here.
Beautiful.
You can't see
and the body is slumped up in that.
Oh, right. It's up there.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't see that. You get rid of it because you don't have the map yet.
Okay.
As soon as you get the map, you can reference that constantly.
Okay. Well, I barely soaked it in anyway.
Good. Yeah, so you turn right, you've parked, there is a body slumped.
Stand back, civilian. We seem to got a situation here.
So just for what we've been called in for, would this be related or was there...
You're looking for a blonde female victim.
So this is just some...
This is a man.
Just some random person.
It's a payphone. There is the phone dangling from the thing and he's coming
in. I call on the radio, call it in. Yeah. We've got a body related to the scene incident we've been called in for, unrelated to the call. Well,
cool.
Unconnected as we can first see, but I have a feeling these things are all connected. Sir, what's your name?
My name is Noah. Noah Morrison.
We have Noah Morrison. Noah, are you a witness? Have you?
No, I just got here. I've literally just arrived.
See his car drive in just before you, but it was like 100 meters ahead.
I don't know how long he's been here. He could have been leaving. He could have been
correct. But I'm just saying, you visually saw his car drive in. He might be staying here and have gone and come back. Sure, but you do know that he just arrived just now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need to grab your details.
Not a problem.
You speak to Isabella. She'll sort you out.
Okay, Isabella.
Noah.
Yes?
Hi, sweetie, honey. Can I take your hand for a second?
My just hand? Is this protocol?
God.
Is she allowed to take my hand?
Okay,
sure.
I walk away like, God
okay,
damn it.
All right, here, I'll humor you.
I sense something about you. There's okay. just, is there someone you know a male, perhaps? You knew in your past that may have passed?
How did you know this?
Oh, I just know these things, sweetie. Look, here's my business card. Give me a call, maybe, and we can sort some things out. Okay. Yeah, I charge by the hour.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right.
There is a corpse.
I've left them to do their stupid cold reading. I'm dealing with murder.
So I've got your card now.
Yes.
Okay.
What are you two doing? Just standing there talking?
I scribble down some details that you have.
Okay.
Don't really take notes.
Well, I have nothing to do with this body. I'm heading into the motel.
Okay.
Because I want to try and find
this is good.
I'm on a mission right now.
I halt him there. I'm like, oh, hold up. This isn't going to be a functioning motel anytime tonight. This is a crime scene and it's spread out further than we expected. So I'm going to close off civilian access until we can get to the bottom of this.
I appreciate this.
You guys hear a grinding noise right through the middle of your conversation.
A grinding noise?
Yeah, like the sound of wheels, like a mechanism grinding.
Oh.
Can we see where it's coming? Is it the gate?
And then there's like a...
What is that?
There are things we need to investigate here, and I don't want you getting hurt or in the way.
I understand that, but I'm
so you might need to find some different accommodation. Who are you looking for?
I'm looking for my sister. You might know her.
Might I?
Harper Moore. Well, she's not married, so I'm looking for Harper Morrison. She's an investigative journalist.
Do I know of a Harper Morrison?
Make an intelligence check.
Intelligence?
Who died?
Yep.
You do!
I do!
She's a journalist who... is both liked and loathed by the police department. She gets good results and she's not like a shitty journalist who talks dirt, but sometimes she gets in the way because she's really eager.
I have heard of Harper. In fact, I admire that she'd get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened to her?
I haven't... So she's out here investigating some murders that have been happening.
Do you know anything about the murders peripherally?
I know. All I know is what stuff that she has mentioned to me. Victims have apparently been eaten.
Goddamn.
And that's all I know.
I feel like we might be investigating the same thing.
So she has disappeared, and I'm out here looking for her.
I understand. I'm sorry that this must be very stressful for you.
It is.
But given the circumstances, I'm going to have to ask you to stay away from the crime scene, which this currently is, and I will be in touch with you. We have your details if we find any information on your sister.
It's not a female, is it? It's a male. Am I right in saying that?
The victim?
The victim.
The victim.
Are you asking in character, or are you asking? Wait, no, you're in character.
I'm in character right now. Is the victim female or male? That's all I want to know.
The victim is...
female.
Is it?
Yeah, it's female.
I thought it was male for some reason.
No, the person dead on the ground is male.
That's all I'm asking about.
The person you're called for, he was called in for, is female that's been eaten.
I have descriptors of the female.
Blonde female.
That's what my sister looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't said that. What is...
But, yeah.
What is... I say to Noah,
how would you describe your sister physically?
5'8", blonde hair, blue eyes. What does it mean?
Yeah, people interpret it different ways, but in this circumstance, it means I'm investigating the murder of a blonde girl, lady. May not be your sister, but I will be in touch with you.
Sir,
I don't want you to be stressed or be... This may be
unrelated. You don't want to be stressed.
I don't want you to be...
You've just...
I'm trying to keep you informed, which is why you're here, but I need you to stay out of the way because this is escalating quickly. The crime scene is... There are several bodies here.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to need you to stand by. Stand back.
All right. I'm going to back off.
I have to say now that you've had that... Oh, my... I love this because he's playing a dim-witted cop who's like a small country cop trying to control everything. And I'm sitting there like... He's doing a terrible job, but you're doing a perfect job of the character. Can imagine him having this, like, trying to have this wholesome conversation. There's an uninvestigated corpse laying on the ground, like, 10 meters away, and they're just like, deal with the
situation. Let the big boy deal with it.
There could be a murder on the loose, but let me just slow down and talk it out.
We're just going to have to soak this all in.
Yeah, I love it.
Take it one step at a time, which
I
is how
you... I appreciate your willingness to give me all the details of a murder.
While you're talking... Isabella, hey, did you said that you wanted to see if it was the gate. So you've wandered off. It's not far. You've only wandered just around the corner towards the front. The large gate, the like narrow barred thick gate has closed on the motel complex.
Okay.
That we've just entered.
Mm-hmm.
The gates are closed. We're locked in.
Is there there's no like gate. Button or anything nope. for exit?
And to your left, you can see there's like flies buzzing around. It's like there's bugs, and you can see the reception desk and the Venetian blinds are like 80% shut. And you can sort of see through into a very dimly lit room, and there's a pale, slumped man like leaning back in a chair with a foot up on the desk. He make a perception check. Chance level 3.
I sense. You feel with every perception check, you need to be like, I sense nothing.
You don't notice anything else.
I'm going to light a cigarette and go back to these guys.
Cool.
Is there anyone that's alive in this bloody motel?
Well, that's what we're investigating, Missy. Let's head on into the lobby.
Well, you've got one dead person there and you've got another in the reception.
Sorry, reception.
Yeah. We're locked in here, by the way.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Who's here playing tricks on us?
I call over the radio. Listen,
we've got a... We've got a live...
Someone's breaking celery in the background.
We've got a live perpetrator on the... this goddamn Raccoon City radio reception towers terrible. Are terrible.
Can I walk over to the body on the ground in the paper room?
I feel like someone has to.
Yeah, I feel like someone has to.
Yeah.
Anyone other than you going to have a general look around just the area?
Yeah, I'll do a general.
Can I get you both? You've perception. Made one. Can you two just make a perception check? And there's no challenge level. It's based on what you get.
All right. I get nothing.
You don't. It's absolutely nothing. This is... You're just dealing with this right
I'm
now.
Just standing there. That's so just
my
like...
My perception is 7 yeah. again, yeah?
So like I'll give you information based on what you roll.
Okay.
Three. So I'm going to take the liberty to say you just stay in that immediate area. You probably pop around the corner, look at the gate, just look through reception and see pretty much the same thing. You notice that the guy in reception only has one leg.
Oh, jeez. Is that because it's been eaten?
Unclear. He's got one foot up on the table and
but
the other foot
definitely
just
definitely dead.
He's just... He's pale. He looks just completely pale.
These dead guys are
slumped
making me
in
nervous.
A chair.
Okay. I'm standing
the
there.
Door to the reception. I'm just going to say you attempt to. The door to the reception room is locked, but behind him, you can actually see just a door slightly ajar to behind. So it's possible you can get into reception from a back room.
Okay.
Because this reception's attached to one of the hotel build or the motel buildings.
Yep.
You also notice that there are two small potted plants sitting next to the reception door. Yeah, one of them contains a vibrant green plant and the other one contains a vibrant red plant.
Oh, okay, excellent. Well, my knowledge of herbivority.
With your survival.
My survival skills.
I'm
going to
get you to make a survival
here.
Check. Challenge level 2.
So how many just has survival?
You should be pretty good, yep. So you got 2 plus 6. You got 6 dice.
I got 6 dice.
Hopefully you get this one.
I hope so. I want to take these plants with me.
Yay!
Yes. All right.
So you know that green, that particular green plant has medicinal properties that are very fast acting, and that particular red plant is very good when mixed with other types of herbs at amplifying their effect.
This is fun. Okay. I love it. It's so video game. Yeah. I love it. I'm standing in the courtyard.
Oh, absolutely.
And you don't
take the outside.
They're on the outside of the
room. So he just leans down and rips out 2 plants from their potted plants. The dirt crumbles to the ground, and then you have red herb and green herb. Put them in your inventory.
2 separate slots?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
You can combine them if you'd like.
Absolutely, I'm going to combine them.
So he very rapidly squishes these herbs into a paste on a piece of paper, and he now has red and green herb. So that's 1 slot, red and green herb.
Then I've got a first aid kit now, essentially.
Cool. So you're going to want to write...
You're going to write down that on your slot.
Red and
green herb takes up 1 slot.
Cool. So where's this? Was this
just in the slots?
Yeah, you know, 6 slots.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah, so you got your green
that's
and red
a slot
herb
taken
now.
Up.
Okay, there you go. There's
so it's like a powder of herbs.
That's awesome.
Okay,
I'm standing in the courtyard. Like,
meanwhile,
what's this guy doing?
I don't even notice. I'm like so oblivious right now. I'm like trying to put because I'm dim-witted, so I'm trying to piece it all together, and I'm just repeating the facts that as I have them, which is just like
body in the front, body here, gate closed. Car crash.
Right near you, there's a pickup truck, like an open trade ute, and there's a glint sparkling from the back of the ute.
Okay, I'm going to go check this ute out.
A light glinting on something.
Well, I mean, I understand that there's a door behind reception, essentially, that is open, but firstly, I'm going to go and check this glinting.
Okay, cool.
What's going on?
So there's a glinting in the back of the vehicle, and you see that the moonlight is catching on a particularly chromed up looking, looks like large bolt cutters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bolt cutters.
Damn, you're getting packed.
From my memory, bolt cutters don't really come in that handy.
Don't metagame.
Well, no, because I've made my own setting. So the fact that it was glinting in the moonlight suggests it might be useful.
Well, it's something that you normally... that I'm going to go pick them up.
Okay,
I'm going to go pick them up.
Quick question.
The game thing's fun, but try and be your character.
I'm the character.
Can we swap items if we're near
you? Can swap
we'll figure
items,
out the useless stuff.
Yeah. In Resident Evil, if an item's glinting, it's important.
Okay.
There you go, bolt cutters.
So... Looking around the area, there is
you got stuff.
There is an uninvestigated body laying on the ground. There is you got a good enough perception roll to see there is a trail of blood leading from him to the south building.
Mm.
And there is also there's a single door on the so the way this motel works is there's not individual doors to get into your room. There's a door in each building that leads to a corridor, and then your rooms are off the corridors.
We're in an outside...
You're in the car park.
Okay, cool.
So there's
a central, and we're surrounded by the building.
So the north building has the reception attached to it.
Yeah.
There's a door.
Yeah.
The south building has a door as well. And then there's the conference center.
Which has the corridor and rooms off of it.
Both of them have corridors and rooms off it.
Right.
But it's not
one long
it's not
corridor.
Like 6 individual doors where you open up and go into each room. It's one long corridor.
I want this map.
Rooms.
I say to
you'll get it soon.
I want a map.
I say to Isabella,
now we're not going to get anywhere just standing around outside the whole time. We're going to have to find a way into this building.
What a brilliant idea. I check the body.
You check the body.
Yeah.
Okay. You find nothing much of interest. Actually, no. You find a pair. You find a set of car keys.
Yeah, I'll take him.
And there is a trail of blood leading to the south building.
Yeah.
He's just a male. Seems like he's died from gunshot wounds. Also has some nasty lacerations that look a bit torn and jagged as well.
As it dawns on me that there are lots of bodies around and no police backup or response, I pull out my revolver.
Cool.
And I'm ready.
And you know right now that the Raccoon Police Department is like, for some reason, the number of calls right now has like skyrocketed. That's even why you're alone with a civilian contractor. Everyone is stretched thin tonight in the RAPD.
It's a busy night. What'd you find, Isabella?
Well, I mean, he seems to have died from gunshot wounds and some lacerations.
Spirit is telling me that he died from gunshot wounds.
I see you pull your gun out. Do you think it's going to get dangerous?
Well, I've seen several bodies, and that's several more than I'm used to seeing on a night like tonight.
Oh, Christ.
So this is just dramatic.
I want you to take this a little bit more seriously. If they put you in a serious situation, it's because people take you seriously. So maybe you should take this situation a little more seriously. I don't like your attitude.
Whatever you say, Mr. Policeman. I keep smoking my cigarette.
Goddamn
kids. Oh, you're up to lead up another one?
Yep.
So,
are you
the building
like eye contact?
She's like addicted.
Yeah, that sounded very seductive. Okay, Mr. Policeman.
So,
cigarette.
The building immediately next to you is the one that the body slumped up to. Now, the trail of blood leads to the south building, but the building immediately next to you is the one that the reception is stuck to.
The north building.
The north building. Yeah, that's a good one. Let's call it the north and south building. It's probably easier.
Yeah. Go check the door to enter the north building.
Cool. You go up. The door rattles. It is clearly locked. And on the picture, there's actually a little picture on the door, and there's a butterfly picture next to the door and a keyhole.
Hmm.
And the little plaque says the butterfly building.
No. I haven't heard of any butterfly hot houses in Raccoon City. It's a strange thing to have in a hotel, so this probably isn't where we're trying to get to.
I'll look for another door.
Did you put car keys in your inventory?
I did.
Cool. Just making sure your slots are getting filled up with junk.
Is there another car that's parked?
There's several cars. There's like four or five cars.
I'm going to go around and start trying to unlock cars.
Cool. By process of an elimination, eventually you slide your key into a door and unlock it. You pull the door open and you have this strange sense that you won't need that key anymore. Would you like to discard it? Yes, no. Yes, okay. It disappears.
Good idea.
Fades away as you open the door.
You just pull it out and just drop it on the ground. Inside the car, you find nothing much of interest except in the glove box there's a nice knife. A good-looking knife. A well-made knife.
A knife.
So you get a combat blade as well.
Thank you.
A defensive knife.
It's a stylish knife.
Cool. So, the door is locked to the north. There's the conference building and the other building that you haven't looked at.
I go to call
and the blood trail east to the south building.
I go to call on the radio.
You get like, through you get through your message.
Yeah.
But nothing in response. It's all just static. Mm.
When you get my message, make sure to call back. I know it's a busy line, but I need some confirmation of contact.
Was that the fly?
That was the fly. That was
that's so good. We have actual gross fly sound effects for our
and
meal
flies
setting.
In the room, which
thanks,
is
fly.
Great.
No, land on this.
This is my prep for tonight, for today's session. I just made sure to let all the flies in.
Cool.
All right.
What are you doing?
Are you still hanging around?
I have got the bolt cutters, but I don't need them right now. But I did notice that door is open to the reception, so I am at the back here.
Yeah, except it looks like it's attached to that internal corridor, so you need to be able to get into the motel building, and the door's locked.
I breathe deeply and hold.
You can walk around and have a look, but there's no doors.
Okay,
hold on to my belt, frustrated, and knock loudly on the door.
Destiny roll 17. In response, it's just still quiet.
Okay.
Perhaps we should try another door.
Well, that's just what I said before. I just thought I'd knock. That's the polite thing to do. You don't have manners where you come from.
I say begrudgingly walking to another door.
So the only other doors are the south building and the conference center.
Noah is in a bit of a rush to try and find out which room at least his sister is staying in. So he's looking through the window and he can see a clipboard in reception.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for her name on there. I'm trying to work out the rules here. Can I
say
that?
How far away from...
You'd usually see what you're looking for, and then we'd roll, and I'd tell you what you find.
Okay.
Cool. So you can make a perception check as you look through the window and scour for signs of what room your sister might have been in.
Okay, so perception is
the seven dice.
So it's just a seven. Okay, so that makes it easy.
And once again, with this sort of thing, I like to... we won't set a challenge level. Depending on how many successes you get, you get more information.
Okay. All right, so I'm looking through the window. I see a clipboard.
You see whatever your dice tell you, you see.
Okay, all right.
So you get three successes. So you don't do it overly amazingly. You spot what looks like what would be the records of the various people staying at the motel, as well as the very pale-looking man with one leg slumped in his chair.
Yep.
You also spot a lot of bottles all around him. And there is a map on the wall behind him.
Excellent.
But that you can't... You know that that information is there on that clipboard, but you can't read it from your distance through the shutters and stuff. So you know that you'd find the information if you got into that room.
Okay.
The others... What are you doing?
I'm going to look for another door.
I'll just follow him.
So, are you looking in the north building or the south building?
I sort of...
Are you going to follow the blood trail?
I'm following a... Yes, I follow the blood trail and jadedly say to Isabella,
what door do you sense we should go through, huh?
Sass.
What do the spirits say?
As you follow the blood trail...
You can tell I'm being sarcastic.
You round, like, the back of a car that was kind of blocking... There was a big pickup that was blocking a bit of your view. The blood trail curves around, gets heavier and heavier, and you see there is a door that is completely open and a human body laying in the doorway that's, like, keeping it ajar to the south building.
Well, I mean, we can go this way, apparently.
Spirits tell you that? I say, grabbing my radio, we got another civilian down, room, blah, 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 the hotel.
So you approach this person, and I'm assuming you're looking at them. You find a female. She looks like her leg is torn ragged, almost like a dog's attacked it. Or like
is this a blonde female?
It. No, it's a brunette.
Thank God.
But she actually looks like she was crawling away from something, by the way, the dragging is on the ground, and she has... Probably, like, she has four gunshot wounds in her back.
Oof.
Jeez.
Now this is starting to get real messy.
The door is ajar.
This is not the night I had anticipated.
I say to Isabella, now the spirits aren't going to really protect you in this situation. We do have a gun, though it is evidence. Can you use it?
What is it?
Your 9mm pistol with three bullets in it.
You ever shot before, lady?
Yes, I have. Thank you very much.
Don't make me regret this, but we're going to have our wits about us,
said the dim-witted man, passing the 9mm gun to Isabella.
So you have a 9mm with three rounds. So remember how I said that amount of ammunition you're going to have to spend to get the bonus effects is also the amount of ammunition you spend every time you fire. So every time you encounter a zombie, you will lose two bullets, not one. Okay. Every time a 9mm pistol uses three. So you actually get one round of combat with that gun and you're out of ammo. Yep. So that way the guns are all scaled. So like when we later get, say, a shotgun, it's just one bullet for each encounter.
If I wanted to use
less of your ammo.
If I wanted to use it as a destiny point, do I have to use the three?
You can't because you only have one round. So you'd use those three bullets to fight. And then you wouldn't have any extra.
Yeah, okay. And should have to use one of her one-use item things or whatever? Is that how that works?
If you failed the combat, you'd then use the knife and stab them and they'd stumble back and it'll be fine.
Yeah. I step over the body.
You step into the lobby. You pass, you notice a little plaque. It says the Ladybug Building. As you walk in, there's a little picture of a ladybug.
Charming.
You enter a corridor. There are three rooms that look like motel rooms. They all have locks on the door and little ladybug symbols next to them.
I'm assuming I don't have a flashlight. Is that an inventory thing, or can I just have a flashlight because I'm a cop?
Currently, you do not have a flashlight.
I'm going to try and turn some lights on.
The lights are on. There's a hallway light flickering. You don't have a flashlight.
Yeah, cool.
They're very ambient. So there's three rooms that are all locked. On the right, though, there seems to be... Should you make perception checks? Are you following with them now that you've caught up, or
just going to stay outside? I feel like I'm going off on my own right now.
You could explore separately.
I'm thoroughly investigating this building, like looking for ways in, looking for doors. Cool. So that's what you're doing. You're not going to find anything.
With disregard from safety.
Cool.
I'm just sort of looking through, trying to all the windows to try and get into here so I can...
Five successes. Wow. You, again, don't really see anything. You notice that there is a large damp...
I'm like talking like, you're going to have to be real perceptive here.
Isabella just walks in, cigarette, looks off to the right, left. At the far end of the corridor, at the final room to your right, because you've entered quite a way to the left, you see that there is a large wet puddle coming out from under the door. It looks like the carpet is stained with... actually, it just looks like it's dark because it's dark carpet. But there's a big wet patch coming out from under that room. Mm-hmm. To your left, there is a door that says dining.
I'm going to try and open the door with the wet patch.
So you walk over and your feet, your high heels squelch on the wet carpet.
Ugh.
It's locked.
Okay, fantastic.
There is a picture of a ladybug.
God damn it.
I'll move to the dining room.
You head to the dining room. The door opens to the dining room and it this creaks way. as you press into the dining room. You see that it looks like it was set up for someone's celebration of some kind. There's table setting and there is a cake, and next to the cake there is one of those barbecue lighters sitting there. The room lighting, the one light in the middle of the room that's flickering, is occasionally causing the reflective surface of that barbecue lighter to glint. There is also a double door that leads off this room that looks like one of those kitchen doors with like the circular windows.
I'm going to go over and take the barbecue lighter.
So you've got two lighters now?
I'm going to pass it to you.
If you want it.
I say that this is probably going to come in handy, but like I don't need it, but you might need it.
For the celebratory Texan barbecue we're having after we solve this? Sure, why not? And I'll pocket it.
Inventory slot. All right. There's nothing else of interest in this room other than it's like a macabre-looking old shitty dining hall that they use for breakfast and stuff like that.
Is the cake looking pretty? Like, is it been for a while?
Maybe like a day. Okay. It's not too bad.
All right. Cool. So what's on the further?
There's just a door that leads into a kitchen.
Okay,
it's double swinging doors.
I'll have a quick look at the kitchen.
You press in. There is a creaking, eerie noise as the door comes in and swings back in Isabella. It disappears from view as you're still in
the room. I eat a slice of cake.
You eat a slice of cake? Yeah. I love this guy. He's like...
chocolate.
He's like the cop that thinks he's so good, but he's so not.
It's like contemplate...
delicately, or does he just take a handful?
I think that...
There'd be a knife.
There's a pre-sliced on a little paddle.
I'm not an animal.
The paddle is not very effective, though.
I follow systems. Cool. Yeah. I have a slice of cake while contemplating what could be at play in this crime scene. I call on the radio with a slightly full mouth.
So you're calling on the radio with a full mouth. Meanwhile, you're going to the kitchen. You see a large kitchen knife sitting on the table that looks to be useful.
Does it look more useful
equally
than my...
Equally useful. You leave the knife. Cool. There is also one of those little dining carts where they take for room service, and sitting on that, you see where they put the breakfast menus in and stuff. There is a key on top of that with a large symbol of a butterfly on it.
I take the key.
Cool. Put it in your inventory.
Mm-hmm.
You have obtained butterfly key.
That's a pisser. I love it.
I come back out. You eating cake?
Well, there's more if you want some. They weren't going to eat it.
It's okay. It's not the best cake you've ever had.
Gross.
It's not stale.
Super gross.
Hey, you've never done a stakeout, have you? You have no idea how long tonight might take, and I understand how important sustenance is when you're in a survival situation.
I don't eat steak. I'm a vegetarian.
This is cake, not steak. You're the one who gave me a lighter. What, you got a problem with it hurting the cake's feelings? I'll have your share. And I grab a second slice of cake and walk out the room. God damn
it. Do you have a little napkin under it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Maybe
little fork pinky up.
These goddamn kids.
Maybe you should go see if the others...
You reholster your revolver to eat cake. Step over the corpse of the woman as you leave the building.
Well, in my mind, everything's happened. So I'm just...
Oh.
Investigating.
Now, I love your character passionately. He's the best. Great characters don't have to be exceptional at what they do. I feel like I know that guy.
That's what
like
I'm going
I know
for.
That person that would do that. It's like, can't be much help of this guy. They're dead.
What do you expect me to do? Bring him back?
Maybe you should go check on that civilian that was wandering around.
Oh, you're right. Good idea.
Yeah, me.
So we flip back in the same time frame.
You head back out. By then, you've scouted the whole building. In your time, you actually notice there is a tool shed near the south building, but you didn't. You notice there's a tool shed. You didn't go over there because you're busy trying to get into that building. Mm. All the windows, all the blinds are drawn, and there's no other doors to the building. And about the time you round back to the front, these two rock up.
So I wander up and I say, look, I'm sure you can tell the circumstances aren't very friendly. And given that we're all stuck in here together, I think you're going to be best accompanied by us as we're armed and here to serve and protect.
Sure. Okay.
You said your name was Noah?
Noah, yeah.
All right.
And you were looking for your sister?
Looking for my sister.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a sec. This one's free, honey. can I see if I can try and connect to her at all? Like,
no, because it's not real.
Yeah, no, I'm putting on the show.
Oh, you're doing like a fake one. Oh, yeah, make a check for that. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Vocation. I thought you meant like, can I do like a psychic check and talk to the spirit?
So this is what, perception or?
No, this would be a vocation, right?
Correct. Oh, I see.
So you can make a psychic check. I would have said to link things. How long have you been in the industry?
I want to say like maybe 4 or 5 years.
Okay, so challenge level three is
this linked to persuasion? Like, would it be in place of persuasion?
I put it
because basically it could be persuasion. Perception opposed.
What I was thinking of what this is this isn't, you're not currently persuading. This is just your check to see if you can
find
context clue, get enough information to make that persuasion check.
Gotcha.
So I would say if you've been in it, that would be a skill check, which is challenge level three. How many successes did you get? Three.
Is this so it's not an assist, it's a
no, this is just so level. You have enough information that you could now, you're pretty confident you could now try and manipulate or try and persuade as a separate thing. So the first check was just vocation. Have you put the pieces together?
Gotcha.
As a psychic to bullshit.
You look like a pretty strong guy, right?
I'm okay.
Yeah. Look, I'm getting some sort of sense. I really do think that it'd probably be best if you come with us.
I agree, but just so you guys know, I still have my... I'm still looking for my sister.
Yeah, of course. I have a strong feeling that she's here. She's here. Mm.
I appreciate that.
No worries. Anytime, honey.
Is she a psychic?
Do you think she is?
I'd, like, twist the toothpick in my teeth. Oh,
okay. All right, anyways.
Deep...
You're a God-fearing man, sir.
No.
I hate these people. Surrounded by goddamn hippies. You might want to reconsider that after a night like tonight.
I'll keep that in
Nothing
mind,
like
sir.
A cold dead body in front of you that makes you feel the need to be closer to God. What'd you say you found looking around the place?
I found a pair of bolt cutters, but I haven't found any... bolts to cut.
You haven't found
anything
bolts
worth cutting with the bolt cutters. Yeah.
All right, real helpful.
I did find some keys, and they have this.
Yeah, I've noticed creature? Those symbols around.
Yeah, do you know where
the
this
butterfly?
One? Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh,
you're standing in front of the door that has the butterfly. Like it's not in front.
It's
of
right
10
here.
Look at this. I put the key in.
The door slides in, and you unlock. And the door unlocks and it opens and, yeah.
So where are we going into now?
You're now going into the Butterfly Building, the north building.
Is that the lobby building?
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. So now I can get in there.
Now these keys, by the way, so traditionally you would expect that clients would be given a key to the building and then a key to their room. These are the caterer's keys to the building, so they can unlock all the doors too because delivering food and cleaning up and stuff. Okay. So these keys can open the people's individual rooms. There are four rooms in the corridor. One door is slightly ajar. The other are closed. Then at the end of the corridor, there is a door that says staff only.
So is this the reception area?
It would... Based on your rough geography, the staff only door would probably connect to that, to the reception area. There's no reception area. It's a motel. So it's like a check-in room and you go to your room.
Is this the check-in room?
No, that's locked with the guy in it.
Right, okay.
So that's the one
that's the one I'm trying to get
into. But that staff-only door by your head would lead to the back of that room.
Okay, well, I'm going to go up and check that room.
Cool.
Instead of heading that door, sorry.
Now, let's not be too hasty. What are you looking like? Where are you trying to get to? We need to stick together.
I'm trying to get to the reception area. I know there's something in there that can tell me where my sister is.
All right, well.
Please lead the way.
Let's all agree to let each other know what our plan is, because we're in an unpredictable, dangerous situation here.
Mm-hmm. And my mentally challenged friend here might need a hand.
I'm sorry.
What is going on between you two? This is not the time for this.
Well, it doesn't seem like there's anything too pressing on our time at the moment.
There's dead bodies. Are you dim-witted? There's bodies everywhere.
They're not in the middle of dying. They're dead.
And honey, we're figuring out
why. Sometimes.
What have you got on your
shirt? Now listen to you, impatient children. Sometimes figuring things out takes some time.
What have you got on your shirt? Is that cake?
Oh yes, he was eating cake.
I like.
How can you eat at a time like this?
I've dealt with more shit than you could even poke a finger at, so don't give me that attitude and stay in line.
What the hell?
Oh, doggies.
There's a dog barking from the door directly in front of you, from behind the door.
That sounds like a nice wolf, though.
That's what you're hearing.
Well, where there are dogs, there are usually people. Let's go check it out.
I wouldn't open this door.
Don't metagame. We would do what the characters do.
So, right. There are...
I've never played Resident Evil, so it's great. I can just...
Four rooms.
Yeah.
Your door opens up pretty much in between two rooms, but then there are two further away. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. You're in between room 2 and room 3. The door to room 2 is ajar and open. The door to room 3 has dog barking behind it.
Right.
I head towards the barking dog door.
Okay, so you're standing in front of the barking dog door.
Knock on the door.
Is anybody in there?
I open the door.
It's locked. You have the key. You have the ladybug key.
All of the...
Yes, okay. The catering key.
I pass it to you.
I open the
door. Then you now have it in your inventory.
Great.
These take up slots.
Yeah.
And there may be a time where you can't transfer the items, so you have to constantly be ready. If I'd had just a little bit more prep time, I was actually going to print them all on little cards.
Because you have specific items.
Yeah.
I use the key.
You unlock the door.
Open the door holding my gun.
The door opens. Creaks open. And across the room in the center of the room, there is a pool of blood. And the barking is quiet.
Was the dog not next to the door?
It seems to currently be not, but it sounded like it was in there.
All right, what's the lighting like in the room?
There's a single bedside lamp on, illuminating like a dull orange glow across the room with deep shadows.
I hold the gun up.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody in here? This is an officer. I'm here to help.
And you enter first?
Yep.
I'm following up.
And you see this shape zip around the corner and bolt towards you aggressively. It is a dog. In fact, it is a chihuahua.
Oh my god.
And its eyes bulge insanely, but it has like part of its cheek is just torn off and missing, and there's like blood dripping down, and it's got a rabid sense to it, and it lunges at you to attack you.
So my go-to isn't to shoot it,
mm-hmm.
it's to boot it.
Okay.
I've got big cop boots and I just...
We're going to do a combat roll. Let's so all it. Of these are based on a challenge level, and the Death Chihuahua is actually only challenge level... It's probably challenge level 3,
mm-hmm.
And you're rolling just an unarmed combat against it.
Yeah, which would mean... So base 3 plus attributes...
Minus attributes...
Minus 1.
You can just have... No, it's a little dog, so you're not going to get... Right. Booting a little dog is effective.
I've got foot protection.
Yeah.
Challenge level 3.
Ooh, you fail by 1.
Yeah.
So the chihuahua jumps up and like lunges onto your leg, tearing into your calf, and it's so much vicious and violent. You take it one check, one minor injury. Are you planning on now becoming violent with the dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kill the damn dog.
You basically kick it off your leg and then like... boot it across the room and it snaps against the wall and slumps to the ground.
God damn dogs.
And that's just as a quick... That's what I meant by we're going to do the combats. Even when you lose, you win against the mooks. So even if you lose the combat and take injury, the outcome is you defeat it. Because there's going to be a lot of quick minor combats. Yeah. So it's always failing forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
I turn behind me and I say, don't worry, I got it.
Sometimes it's the snappy little bitches that get the most in you. That irritate you the most.
I've never seen a chihuahua eyes like that before.
That was certainly odd. Didn't you see its eyes?
I did.
Strange.
Did you go up and look at it?
No,
I'm keeping it. I want to go.
You go and look at it?
I'm going to leave it.
Okay, as you approach the chihuahua, it seems dead, but you look at it and there's like patches of skin missing and like bleeding sores all over it. And its spine is snapped completely. But as you approach it, its head turns towards you and it's like, but it can't move, but its head's still going.
I turn around and I lock that door.
Oh, so you're going to leave the room?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you to lock the door, make a perception check
just before you're going to leave.
Three.
There is a very interesting looking floral handbag. That was two successes, not three.
Oh, true, yeah.
There's a very interesting looking floral handbag taking a lot of your attention. It looks like a gaudy 1960s couch, but made into a handbag. And it's just sitting open on the desk.
Okay. Anything inside it?
And there's a blood stain in the middle. You go into, and you inside you see a what looks like something very familiar. It's a .22 caliber two-shot Purse Derringer.
I take it. Oh, hold on. Does it have bullets with it?
It has two rounds in it. The bag smells heavily of an old lady's perfume. Like, noxious. You open the bag and you're kind of like...
I'm going to drop the knife.
Wait, you have six slots, don't you?
No, I don't.
You do.
Lighter, cigarettes, the 9mm, bullets, and a knife.
No, the bullets for the 9mm aren't separate. They're loaded in the gun.
Okay, then I'll take it.
Cool. And you have six slots, but only five are filled. The three bullets don't take up a separate slot.
Yeah. So then
only in excess of what the gun can hold. Cool.
Okay, so what was it? So it was just a Derringer?
Derringer with two shots.
Two shots. Cool.
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 And then you, what, leave the room and lock the door?
So we've all left the room.
Yep.
Yeah.
I tell you to lock it, because you've got the keys, not me.
Well, that was a fruitful endeavor.
Check another door. I actually turn to Nora and say, where was it you thought we should go?
The reception, which I think could be through the staff only.
Okay, you lead the way, I'll cover you. You're what?
I found the door ajar.
It's the door.
The door ajar. Sounded like a little moan.
The staff door?
No, the room that's next to you that the door is ajar from, not the staff door.
Okay. Oh,
I'm trying to get into the bloody staff
room.
Well, I'll go and check the staff. Have I checked the staff room door yet?
No.
No, okay, it's locked.
It is locked.
But it doesn't...
Well, it
sorry,
has
a ladybug. Sorry, I keep jumping to a butterfly key.
What, are you going to look in the ajar door or not?
I turn to Isabella. I say,
what are your precious little spirits say we should do, huh? Mm. See if they got the answers.
Be a man about it, maybe. I'll take out the Derringer.
From the room.
Yeah.
I'll take out the Derringer and then I...
There's a human that's making noises. Why are you getting a gun out?
Because a dog just attacked us.
It's a dog.
We're on edge.
Yeah. Cool. So I'm just going to have it out and then open the door slightly.
Could be the killer.
The door is ajar. You enter the room.
Mm-hmm. Is that a male or a female voice?
Female.
Okay, I'm going to go check as well.
You all bustle into the room. It is the lamp on the room is shattered and dropped to the ground, so the room is quite dark. There is a female figure with a mat of blonde hair in the center of the room, covered in blood.
Okay.
Her body is sort of like moving slightly, and you hear like a spluttery wet sound.
Well, I'm going to move up slowly towards her.
Ma'am, identify yourself.
There's no response other than that.
We'll get a closer look.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I'm going to get in quite close.
You approach quite close.
It could be. I can't tell whether it is her because it is dark in there. But
should he perception to see if he knows if he recognizes who it is?
It's you need to get close to recognize.
Okay.
So he said as you get close, make a perception check.
I'm going to hold my gun.
Is there a challenge level?
No. Again, it's going to be how much information you get is based on your success. So three successes. As you get within sort of 1 or 2 meters, you recognize that while it is similar to your sister, this is not your sister, but it is a blonde woman who looks like she has been partially eaten. There are strips of flesh torn from her, but she's heaving slightly and appears to be alive.
Okay. I'm pulling back. This is something for the police.
Cool.
This doesn't look good. Ma'am, do you need medical assistance?
She clearly needs medical assistance.
All right.
Does she look okay, like...
She's very injured and clearly alive.
But doesn't look like she has rabies or anything.
No, she's got bite wounds in the woman.
Does anyone know CPR?
I mean, you all know it's going to be a zombie. Your characters don't know what a zombie is.
I don't know it's going to be a zombie. Don't spoilers, man.
Spoilers, Resident Evil is a zombie.
Does anyone know CPR?
Wait, is she still alive?
And you don't?
Yeah, she's moving.
I'm not a medical CPR, professional. There's... Oh, step aside. I start giving her CPR.
You head up and give her CPR?
Yeah.
Okay. As you get close, she bursts up from the ground. Ah! Like, not super fast, but like, ah! And lunges towards you. Am I going to do a combat roll?
Cool.
So what do you... You've got your gun in your hand. You shoot her as she comes at you straight away.
Yep.
Oh, what are you using?
My Derringer.
The Derringer? Now, the Derringer gets no bonus dice because it is the worst gun in the game.
Okay.
But you get your... So you get your attributes, your base. So 5 plus 1 for your gun skills.
Is there like a zombie attack song?
And your challenge level is 3 for basic levels.
I think there is like a zombie attack song, is it?
Yeah, you had a nasty one.
Oh, I think it took
2 successes. And she lunges up and teeth scrape against you and she actually bites your arm, but you pull away and then like with the Derringer just shoot her in the head point blank range with the 22 and it's and drops back to the ground.
I'm like, you call that CPR? What the hell are they teaching these new recruits?
She just bit me.
She was a victim in distress. She was wounded. And you shoot her?
She was clearly insane.
She was clearly distressed.
And as you get closer to this body, you can see that she has injuries incompatible with life. Like, you actually could see her rib cage is, like, torn open on one side, and there are organs on the ground next to her.
Actually, come to think of it, this, maybe CPR wouldn't have even fixed that.
Like, as she stood up, half her organs just fell out onto the ground.
How bad's the scratch on my arm?
It's a nasty bite. She didn't quite take a chunk, but you have been scraping teeth marks.
So yeah. Done with this. We need to get out of here now. This is beyond me.
This person matches the description of the original victim.
Of the original victim?
That you were called for, the blonde woman that had been attacked.
I say that, I'm like, this matches the description. I call it and I grab the radio. I'm like, I believe we've identified the victim we were called out for. We have 3 to 4 others we have also found. Further investigation required.
Can I grab, like, some bed sheets and just...
Yeah, you bandage it up a little bit. Cool. Hope you're immune to the T-virus.
Mm.
My idea of being a good cop is using the radio a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
Just tell, so people know.
I mean, you know, you're just getting static back. Yeah. But you're still sending the messages. You pop out of that room.
Yeah, I'm panicked now. Mm-hmm. I need to get into this room,
the
staff room area, to find my sister's name on that board.
In Resident Evil, there's like a little heart monitor.
Yeah, the heart monitor for you is now yellow, and it's going.
All right, so you're in caution.
Yeah.
And you're in caution too. You're fine. You're
green. I'm all right. Okay, well, I'm taking the key from you.
I was about to hand it
okay,
over.
Okay, all right, let's do it.
Bloody flies in this hotel. Goddamn flies.
You press on up to the reception room, to the door that
is the key says still staff useful? Only.
Yeah, the key's still useful.
So I've got the key now.
You've passed the key on, have you?
Yes.
Make sure you've all done that.
Pass the key.
Okay, so you're all heading up. There's 2 other doors that can be opened in this building, but you're heading up to the one that says staff only. Mm-hmm. The key unlocks it and the door opens. And
that key's still useful, yeah? Oh, thank God.
You enter the room, and this room is better lit than most of the other rooms. The door shuts behind you, and it's a sturdy, heavy-made door, and it shuts properly. In this room, there are several desks. It looks like sort of an administration office. There is a door that clearly leads to the front reception, off to the side. But in this room there are several desks, paperwork. There is a typewriter sitting on a table with ink ribbons next to it.
Okay.
And in the corner of the room, there is a large trunk-like chest that you know would be a very good place to store items.
That's great.
It also may have a sub-dimensional wormhole in it that will allow you to access its contents from any similar chest.
No, I'm going to keep everything for now.
Cool.
I'll pop my lighter in there. No, I don't. I'll hold on to it. I've got 3 slots. Never mind.
If you don't separate from me, we still have a lighter, so it's up to you. But if we do separate, but I'm not throwing my lighter
out. I'll put my lighter in the chest.
Okay. You can remove it from your inventory and maybe just make a note that it's in the stash. Yeah. I'll make the note.
Do we still have a lighter? Do we still have some form of light on us?
She has a lighter.
All of us access the same stash, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll just mention the things we
stash. I'll put stash. We have 1 light barbecue lighter. Do you like this take on
roleplay? Yeah, it's so good. I freaking love it.
Derringer, was that 2 shots or 1 shot?
Yeah, it's empty. You had to fire both.
I'll put that
empty Derringer in the stash. Cool. Doing anything else in this room before you move on?
So,
sorry? What was that?
What? Huh? What?
Do you have a strange feeling to chronicle?
Should we? I just want to touch the typewriter.
Well, do we have to take the ink ribbon? Is that
yeah. Do you want to chronicle your journey?
Yes.
So you pick up the ink ribbons? There are two ink ribbons. Do you load one into the typewriter?
Yeah.
So suddenly Isabella just types down what you've done up to this point.
Excellent. Good use of time,
and
Isabella.
Guys, guess what? Your game has been saved, although you don't know this. If you die, you come back to this point.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I should type in here, but okay. Yep. All right.
And there's one ink ribbon remaining, which does take up an inventory slot if you're carrying it. So you use one save.
That's can great. I put that in the chest?
You can put the ink ribbon in the chest, although if you find a typewriter without it stashed, you won't be able to save, but that's fine.
Great.
I told you this session.
Not this is amazing.
5 hours for this session.
I love it.
Hold on. Should we put it?
How many...
I've got two spaces left.
Peak tabletop time will be if someone's like, I'm going to mod this into a game. Like, let's turn the motel into
it. How many spaces do you have? How many inventory slots do you have?
I've got four now.
Left?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you're taking the ink ribbon.
Do you want to carry the ink ribbon?
I'm holding an ink ribbon. Sure. You hand it to me and I confusedly, like, what am I holding on to this for?
My character doesn't know why, but you should take that.
Okay. Does your character say, my character doesn't
know? I'll just say, I have no idea why you gave that to him, but I think you should. Actually, you sense that he should have
it. It does.
Spirits tell me you need this.
Sure, whatever. Chuck it in my backpack. Yes. I feel like that's a good place
to... Are you happy to save and we'll call
I think we should save and pick this game up a little later.
Awesome.
We're going to... we have no idea how many... sessions this will
this
take.
This might, we'll see
so
how it goes.
You'll know by the time this comes out, this is part one of two or three, maybe.
Yeah, it might be a three shot this might one. Might be.
We'll see. So, but at this point, we're going to...
if you're enjoying it. Yeah. If you give me the winks that it's like it's getting old, I'll skip some stuff, but otherwise we'll play it out.
I'm thoroughly enjoying this.